cloud computing is experiencing incredible growth, and almost everywhere you look, you see information on this trending technology and its possibilities for your organization. As a potential cloud user, it is important to understand exactly what cloud offers so that you can figure out how and where it can benefit your organization. I'm your host, James Hilliard, and on today's special Meet the Expert episode of Connection Point, we're talking with Mike Schmidt. He's the Director of Practice Development and the Cloud Practice Manager at ProConnection. Mike is a past Director of Services Business Development at MoreDirect. Other previous roles include a Director of Business Development at Logicalis and a Senior VP of Sales for Avnet Enterprise Solution. Mike joins us today to discuss why you should be looking seriously at cloud computing and how to select the best cloud provider for your organization. And Mike, really appreciate the time today.
Oh, you bet, James. My pleasure. Thank you.
So let's start off with, it sounds kind of basic, but there's still confusion. People are getting their ideas still around the idea of cloud computing. How do you define it?
Well, thank you. And it's not just a basic question, James. A lot of people say there are so many definitions of cloud. But to me, cloud computing is both an architecture and a business model for delivering IT infrastructure and IT application as a on-demand, self-provisioned, pay-per-usage service. And that would really define it, whether you're talking different types of cloud deployment models, like a private cloud or a public cloud or a hybrid cloud. The purpose and the function and the definition are really about the same.
And I appreciate that, Mike, because in talking with a lot of IT pros I do, I'm hearing more and more coming to a closer definition like you have there. It's the architecture and the business model. It's not just one or the other, but it really is a combination of those two. You already mentioned that there come different deployment and delivery models for cloud computing. Let's kind of break that down, if we can, into, again, kind of what they are, so everyone listening has a clear idea of what these basic three offerings are.
Sure. Private cloud is more designed for a single enterprise. It's the IT infrastructure for any business or IT organization, but architected in the manner of a cloud so that the services that the IT applications and infrastructure delivered to the user really as a service more than as a technology. And a transition really to start charging for those services, to ask the user, the business unit organization, to pay for the resources and services consumed. The public cloud really is the same model, but it is off-premise, and it's usually provided not by the IT organization, but by a service provider. One that is delivering applications or one that is delivering IT as a infrastructure as a service. And then a hybrid cloud really is a combination of the two. In the long run, most companies that will build a private cloud will also build a hybrid cloud so that they can take advantage of the public cloud offerings and the scalability of the public cloud offerings, but have a good bridge and a good transition so that their users, in looking at a service portal, would really be in the private cloud on-premise behind the company firewalls and managed by the company, or in the public cloud.
Let's do this, Mike. Obviously, if folks were going out, I'll take a public cloud, for example. If they're looking for some cloud service from a provider, one of the things they're going to have to do is enter into a service level agreement. That's the idea. They're providing a service, so you have to figure out, all right, I need the service all the time or as much of the time as possible. So those SLAs need to be established. And also, as you were indicating, for a private cloud, those SLAs probably have to be established as well within the different regional groups to know who's using what service and making sure that that cost and those expenses are shared appropriately throughout the organization. Regardless, public or private, even a hybrid model, when it comes to SLAs, what are some things our listeners should be thinking about as kind of the important objectives that they have in mind to set up those SLAs?
It's really about definition in advance and being very, very clear about what the service description is, what is to be delivered, and then the quality metrics behind those deliveries. For the vendor, particularly a public vendor, it provides really three primary goals. One is defining who, what, where, when is getting the service, the metrics to which they are obligated to deliver, and then the corrective actions that they have to take. But more than anything, for a provider, it limits their liability. For an internal provider, a CIO of an enterprise, somebody running a private cloud, that liability is not there. But the service level agreements that they have to meet to their business unit constituency is there. And that is becoming more and more prevalent and more common, whether it is a cloud or not a cloud, actually.
Let me ask you this, Mike, in terms of, say, a private cloud. If an organization is making a decision, we're going to talk about in a moment here how you choose which is best for and how you can choose what's best for an organization. But say a group says private cloud is the way to go for us. That SLA, does that begin at the same time that the technology project begins as well? Should that be an early conversation? Or do you go out, kind of put the infrastructure in, get this private cloud together, and then tack on the SLA and deal with it?
No, it's early in the process and should be early in the process because the IT organization is really transitioning from somebody providing IT as a technology to one providing IT as a service. And so the services that are to be delivered and the metrics and quality with which they will be delivered are important to define up front to make sure that they can meet those and to understand what the remediation process is.
It sounds like it can serve as a part of a roadmap and part of the project planning to say, look, these are the things we absolutely require. Then IT, that CIO, building that private cloud, they can go out and make sure they're getting the right technology, building the right infrastructure, so they can hit those goals.
Absolutely. That is absolutely essential. And from a user standpoint, now the user, whether that it is a private cloud or a public cloud, should have a binding agreement. This is what I'm getting. These are the services that I will be getting. These are the metrics to which they will be delivered. And this is the remediation process and the corrective action process if they are not.
We've, Mike, obviously defined cloud. We've talked about the different delivery and deployment models there of public, private, and hybrid. Talked about the SLAs. Someone has got to be asking right now, okay, which one for me? So how does an organization really determine which cloud model is going to be best for their particular situation? What's kind of the starting point to make that evaluation?
That's really a good question. Changing IT architecture cannot be taken lightly and shouldn't be taken lightly. Whether it's and the cloud is no exception to that. Moving from mainframes to mini computers, moving to client-server, moving to web-based computing, moving to the cloud is a major transition, and it should not be taken lightly. So you really have to understand, where are you? How are you performing now? What is that costing? What are the businesses asking of me? What's being required of me now and in the future? Can I deliver to that? What would be the impact if I went to a different delivery mechanism, to a cloud architecture? What would that cost? What would the benefits be? And then what would my roadmap be for getting there? So that's a long way of saying an assessment, a cloud impact report, a cloud readiness report. And ProConnection is ready to help you with that.
Mike, before I let you go, I want to see if we can leave one or two tips with the audience here. And maybe it's the what not to do when selecting a cloud service providers. What are kind of the false questions or the false ideas that you don't want to get trapped up in that can really lead you down a bad path, bad deployment?
Leaping now. The way to start with the cloud, from my mind, is to start simply. But start with, where do you want to go? How do you want to get there? And what are the many potential benefits to these? So you really have to, when you're evaluating the service provider, are they interested in your goals? or are they really more interested in selling you the services that they provide? Are they right for you? Are there services that they have or that your cloud enabler company, such as a ProConnection, can help you assess and migrate and provision? When you call for support, who answers the phone? The other thing, and it's not really part of an SLA, but it would be part of the contract, is very critical relative to data. Who owns it? When is it backed up? How long is it retained? And some transparency. Where are the servers located? Where is the data located? Can I do a security assessment? Can I do a network assessment from a performance standpoint? So how much are they willing to work with you? Or if you're working with a cloud enabler, such as ProConnection, can ProConnection help you get those answers and select the right set of providers and essentially manage one contract?
It's good stuff, Mike. And again, kind of touching the tip of the iceberg, if you will, but a good starting point. We're going to give some follow-up information to our listeners in just a second here, but really appreciate the time today.
Well, thank you very much, James. I really appreciate it.
And of course, to all our listeners, first off, hey, thank you for tuning in. And second, if you are interested in learning more about cloud computing solutions, you can turn to the PC Connection family of companies. Just contact your account manager today to learn more about starting your next IT project with an assessment and engaging their on-staff experts. If you don't have an account team in place already, you can do the following. Learn more at pcconnection.com. You can also call and talk to someone at 1-800-800-0014 if you would like to email connect@pcconnection.com. I'm James Hilliard, and that concludes this installment of Connection Point.